It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm happy to be here today. And summer's over. School starts next week.
No.
Can you believe it?
I'm not ready.
I'm not either. It just goes by so fast.
You know, I remember being a kid and my mom always, like, the last 2 weeks of summer, just like, oh my gosh, I can't wait for school to start. I haven't hit that yet. I think when my son's a little bit older and he's like a teenager, I'm going to be ready.
Well, my baby's a senior now, so yeah, I'm not ready.
No, see, and then you revert back to, no, just stay home.
Yeah, you don't have to go anywhere. You can live here for free forever.
Ever and ever. Well, school is kicking off next week. I think by the end of next week, every single school in the two counties will be in session. So it's here. Summer's over. Demolition Derby is wrapped up. That's one of my final indicators that summer's almost over. And then the Arts Fest. And I always know Arts Fest means school starts the next week.
You know, and I want to thank everybody, the sponsors, the drivers, the fans, everyone for a successful derby. We had a good time. We were out of there by 10 o'clock.
Wow.
We had 34 cars participate in the derby this year, and the stands were completely packed. In fact, I heard there was a complaint. A lady demanded her money back because there was nowhere for her to sit.
You know what? So, that's not, I mean, I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
But from that's a good problem to have.
From a show standpoint, that is a good problem to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sheriff, with the school year comes some really exciting changes, some news that is going to be changing, I think, just the face of our school district as a whole.
You know, we've gotten a golden opportunity to partner with the school board, the school district, and Price City Police. There've been a school resource officer that Price City Police had for a lot of years, and it's Brian Judd, and he's done a great job. He's been over at the junior high. This year, we have an opportunity from the sheriff's office standpoint to also have a school resource officer that will be based out of the high school. So we're super excited about that. Casey Alton is our pick for that. He'll be taking on that role. So there'll be a full-time deputy sheriff in the high school, and he'll also help out with other schools as well. But I'm so excited. I think it gives us such a foot in the door to mentor with the kids, get to know the kids, and those relationships that you can build at that level last a lifetime.
Not only that, but I mean, just taking a huge look at what it's going to do as far as safety to the schools and just that little bit of peace of mind for not only the students, the administration, the faculty, but the parents that have students that attend the schools.
I think it's huge. I think it'll also be a big preventative measure. I think a lot of things that start out as small issues and grow into big issues can be stamped out at the small issue level now. With an officer there all the time. And, you know, it'd be great to have one in every school. But the reality is it's just a matter of what can we afford. I think we can divide the schools up between the two school resource officers and really cover a lot of ground that way. I think it'd be great.
Oh, absolutely. So many great things. Well, with the school year, I feel like we have to remind people every single year, starting next week, there will be children on the side of the roads.
Yep, they'll be at the school bus stops. They'll be riding bicycles and walking this time of year, and they're not looking for you, so you have to look for them. So it's going to be that time of year again, and you know, it's kind of weird the way the weather works. It seems like about the time the kids are at the school bus stops, about the time the sun's coming up and shining right in your eyes, too.
So you got double whammies here.
Yeah, so just, you know, be alert as you're driving around. Notice where those bus stops are, and as you approach those, keep a weathered eye out. Keep a sharp eye for things. Fire, of course, we've been dealing with this fire stuff. There's not a lot of fire update that I can give. We're happy to have Highway 6 open again. I understand there is a speed restriction through that segment from Soldier Summit down to Tucker Rest Area. But it's the highway's open again. That's a good thing. And it sounds like they're optimistic that they're going to be able to slow the progress of the fire down. But every day is a new day with these fires.
So. Right, exactly. I mean, I think everyone's still crossing their fingers, hoping for some rain. That's always a great thing. But you do have to realize that with the rain comes some wind. So, I mean, it's like you said, every day is different. You don't know what is going to happen with those fires.
Yeah, and it's just going to be, I would expect it to be smoky for a little while. So those folks that have breathing issues, stay inside. It's going to be a smoky mess for another week or two in good old Carbon County.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention as far as anything happening over at the Carbon County Sheriff's Department?
You know, I want to congratulate Deputy Rory Bradley, or Detective Rory Bradley. He's taken a position as the Chief of Police in Wellington. I'm very excited about that. He's true blue to Wellington. He's been a great cop for about 16 years in Carbon and Emery counties, And I think he's a great asset to Wellington City. I look forward to the opportunity that he's going to create. I think we have a good relationship with Wellington now, and it's just going to get better with Rory there.
Oh, for sure. And that's super exciting. So congratulations, Rory.
Yeah, good job, man. He's worked hard for that.
For sure. Well, Sheriff, as always, thank you so much for coming on in, telling us what is going on, and always reminding us about the things that we seem to forget from time to time. With a long summer, we forget that the kids are going to be out there next week, so it's a good reminder.
You know, the other thing, speaking of that, you just reminded me. I would start preparing your property for floods. It seems like we're going into that flood time of year. It could turn into the monsoon of moisture come up, and so make sure your culverts are clear, your gutters are pointed in the right direction, and you're ready in case we have a good rain.
You know what? It's funny because I've been seeing all over Facebook, everyone saying, pray for rain, fast for rain, meditate for rain, whatever it is that you do, do it for rain. We're going to get it.
It's coming.
And then they're going to say, oh, we did a little too much.
Yeah, it's coming. You know what? It always works in cycles. And if it doesn't come throughout the year, it comes all at once.
Right. So definitely prepare for that. You can get sandbags. And, you know, it's always, that is one of those things that you wake up and your home is flooding and you say, dang it. You know, last week when I remembered about those sandbags, I should have done it because now it's flooding my house.
Yep. It's too late at that point. So yeah, just be looking. Look your property over and look for the direction the ground slopes. Make sure it slopes away from your house. Make sure everything's like you would want it is if it were raining.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus right here on Castle Country Radio Stations. You can find additional information on this interview as well as other Castle Country Focus interviews by visiting our website, castlecountryradio.com.